KQED.
California law allows victims of childhood sex abuse to sue the perpetrators or their employers, but only until the victims turn 26. A bill pending in Sacramento would offer survivors a one-year window free of that age limit. If the measure passes, it would be the second opportunity of its kind in recent years. And organizations that took a big hit the first time around, like the Catholic Church, are fighting to keep the bill from passing. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has the story.
Charmaine Carnes thought she'd never get justice for years of sexual abuse that began nearly 40 years ago. Carnes was a 9-year-old gymnast when she says her coach, Doug Boger, began molesting her. Boger ran a training center in Pasadena that was a magnet for aspiring Olympic gymnasts. Carnes is among those who spoke out in favor of Senate Bill 131 at a recent Senate judiciary hearing in Sacramento.
I want to be able to prosecute the man who stole my spirit. Passing this would be life-changing for me, and I believe for many others.
Carnes' abuser was later banned from competitive gymnastics, but never prosecuted. The sport's governing body, USA Gymnastics, was also never held accountable, even though officials were apparently aware of the allegations. SB 131 would open a one-year window for childhood sex abuse survivors like Charmaine Carnes, allowing them to sue their alleged molester's private employer, if there's evidence the employer shielded the abuser from authorities. Carnes spoke from her home in Oregon.
Everybody should be given their due process in court. Having that window and allowing for some more people to be able to come forward is their God-given right.
Current California law only allows a victim to sue an employer for damages up to the age of 26. SB 131 eliminates the age cap for 1 year. Senator Jim Bell of San Jose is the bill's author.
After 10 years, the psychologists say that some people don't really recognize that they were abused as a child.
Bell says the legislation applies only to childhood sex abuse survivors who qualified but did not take advantage of a similar one-year window for civil litigation that expired 10 years ago. Kevin Eckery of the California Catholic Conference says that legislation triggered an avalanche of lawsuits against the church.
And then in the course of that, everybody and their brother was invited to come forward and make a claim, exhausting all the insurance resources and assets that were needed to come up with the $1.2, $1.3 billion in settlements.
Church leaders, including Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, are lobbying state lawmakers to stop SB 131 and asking parishioners to do the same. They say it demonizes private institutions, does little for victims, and puts the social services work of the church at risk.
I mean, at some point, you have to say, time has passed. How can you defend things that are 30 years old, 40 years old?
Joining in opposition to the bill is USA Swimming, the governing body of competitive swimming in the U.S. It aims to head off possible lawsuits tied to a widespread sexual abuse scandal that rocked the organization 3 years ago, following an ABC News investigation.
Tonight, a scandal unfolds. Dozens of highly regarded swim coaches across the country guilty of sexual misconduct with vulnerable young girls.
In a statement, USA Swimming says the bill unfairly singles out private institutions and nonprofits. Joelle Castix is with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Castix agrees the bill should include public entities like schools and government agencies, but
we have never been able to pass a window that has included public institutions and government agencies. So that's a whole set of laws that need to be addressed in a different forum.
Castix would eventually like to see California go the way of 5 other states, where the civil statute of limitations has been abolished in all or most cases of childhood sexual abuse. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.